Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition for the last 30 years.
It's Rosie on the House.
Good Saturday morning and welcome to Rosie on the House. 7 o'clock hour. It's our Arizona hour. Interesting people, places, and things. This month in January, we've been focusing on the city of Yuma. That's where our staycation winner for the month of January is traveling. In fact, this weekend, we've been highlighting the city. We've had some good guests on. And I think the biggest takeaway for me so far has been getting on my list the Castle Dome Mine. That is a absolute to-do.
I spoke with him yesterday, seeing if they wanted to come on and share about the mine. And he said, you know what, Jennifer, I'd like y'all to come out and see. He said, you'll just get it, and you'll be able to tell everybody how wonderful it is. But they have this 600 feet down you go. They have these special little cars that take you down in the mine. It's huge, huge dome ceiling inside. And there's a mineral wall that I guess is just stunning with 15 different minerals. So the color is amazing. So we'll have to go out there and see and come back and tell everybody. We'll plan on doing a show on mining sometime this year. So I told him we'd loop his mine in with that. They used to mine silver and lead.
And now that we have the staycation scheduled out for a full year in advance, we can start doing, because some of these towns and places that we've gone to, they're new to us as much as we've spent traveling throughout Arizona. It's a big state.
I love finding those aha places. Like, I should have known about
how
this.
How did I not know?
Let me share this with you.
Or those aho places. Arizona joke.
Ta-dang.
Aho. Get
yes,
it. The
I got
aho.
It. Oh, okay. We have an employee.
There is a town of aho,
yes.
Arizona, on your way to Rocky Point. You go through aho. And I will say, I went through there within the last year. Because the way I go to Tucson is I always come down 85 and take A across, and you come out on the south side of Casa Grande, and you completely avoid Phoenix.
Yeah.
You can stay on 85 and go through Ajo and come into Tucson from the south side. It adds about another 90-minute loop, but one of the last times I went to Saba, I just thought, it's been a long time since I've been through here, and we need to get Ajo onto 2020 because that town absolutely blew my mind. The main stretch you go through, I mean, they have invested a ton of money in that town. It's a neat little place. But we're focusing on Yuma today.
And Yuma kind of had the same story. We talked to Roger Naylor because when we spoke with Linda Morgan, the visiting tourism director over in Yuma, she said he had come the first time, kind of gave it a thumbs down. They invited him back, and they had invested so much in the Riverwalk and in the downtown area, he turned around and gave it a thumbs up.
And he joined us last Saturday talking about it, his experience there. Our winners, they picked the Sanderson Ford Edge, and depending on the resources that Sanderson Ford has manpower-wise, if they can deliver the vehicle to you, they will do that now. It used to be you always had to go to Sanderson Ford. Well, if they've got the manpower, they'll actually bring it to your home so you can just leave from your home.
Wow.
And that way, then they'll come back and get it, and you don't have to worry about, okay, if we're coming back Sunday night because we've got school Monday morning and the dealership's closed on Sunday, having a security guard and the ranger says, let's simplify this. We'll just bring it to you. When you get back, we'll come pick it up. Granted, we have the manpower, but they're in the Edge and they're cruising over to the Shiloh Inns. We'll be actually talking to them here shortly in this segment as we get them online. And they had a gift basket for Coyote Odie's, a
bakery right there in downtown Glendale. Just charming little place.
Cookies.
Yes, they
Sinful.
Are. And you can get them now they'll bake them right there on the spot and put a little ice cream on there. Pretty good stuff.
Then new, this time, in Yuma, there's a place we found doing this research called the Peanut Patch. I'm stopping there before I go to the Castle Dome Mine to get loaded up on, peanut. What do you say, peanut items, peanut products? If it's got peanuts in it, I don't know if I've found anything I haven't liked with peanuts in it.
Well, go to peanutpatch.com, and they're right there in Yuma. The peanuts are grown there. It's a pretty cool little history of the shop itself, and the only way to get them is to stop in Yuma or go online.
And they donated a little basket for us, so between them and the city of Yuma, tourist office, they put another gift basket together for our winner. So he had a gift basket waiting for him with a $250 Visa gift card in the Sanderson Ford, and then when he gets to the hotel, he'll have both that peanut gift basket and this. It looks like there's some books and some magazines and some brochures that the city of Yuma put together for
nice
him.
Little touch.
That's all put together by Sanderson Ford. You can enter at rosieonthehouse.com/staycation. We draw a winner once a month, and the destination is predetermined. That helps us put together accommodations for you. When we had started it, we left it up to the winner, hey, whenever and wherever you want to go. Well, they couldn't make up their minds. By the time they decided, the hotels were booked. It turned us into a travel agent, which we aren't during the week. We're a home improvement resource during the week. This is just a fun hour. So all the destinations are predetermined so we can work ahead of time. So if you go on and we're entering right now for March, if the March dates and location don't work for you, we'll find a month that does and come back and enter that month.
That's right. And if you're going our winner this week has so much to choose to go to in Yuma. There is an Elvis weekend at the Pippa Center. So all kinds of impersonators and Elvis music, an event. There's the 41st annual Welton Tractor Rodeo. Now, how much fun does that sound?
Tractor Rodeo?
Going on this weekend.
I wonder if our Yuma farmer's in that. That joined us, John Bolts, I believe. Yeah, John Bolts.
I imagine some of our farmers are involved in some of the stuff we've got going on. There's the German Fest this weekend.
Oh, German Fest.
And there's a music. Go ahead. You would like that. We like those brats.
Oh, yes. Brats and the mustard. Have you found that
kraut.
Engelhofer mustard?
Yes, good stuff. Oh. Dad's a big mustard fan. And then Cash and Company, the music of Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, and some of the greats is going on tonight as well at the Historic Yuma Theater. So this weekend there's a lot.
Country music history, an Elvis contest, a tractor rodeo.
Yeah, all kinds of good stuff. And if you are thinking you would like to be to go and partake in Yuma, this is a really cool season because it's their high season for growing. And they have this Field to Feast that you can sign up for. It's just $55. And you go, and the U of A has planted this big garden full of 40 different varieties of vegetables. And you get a little safety lesson, and then you go and you pick vegetables, some to take home and some that you leave for them to take to Arizona Western College, where they prepare this dinner for you, the culinary students. And while they're preparing, you get on a bus with a local farmer, and he takes you to his farm and gives you a tour and tells you about it, and you can ask any questions. And that one fills up just like crazy. And I know just by going with Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau, it is a hoot to get to go out and visit the farm, the farms. It's just something very honest about it. I don't know. It's just hardworking, good, solid people. It's just a lot of fun. They also have date night, which I guess as soon as that one is published, it's sold out. It's Chef Alex Trujillo, who is actually born in Yuma, trained at the Cordon Bleu culinary school, and is a fabulous chef. And he takes you out to the date groves. It's a fine dining experience with china and chandeliers. I don't know how that works. And you get this wonderful, you know, 5-6 course meal, and every course has dates in it. So
oh,
the fruit of kings.
Date night.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah,
date
we'll play on words.
The fruit is okay.
And then one I want to catch is the Farmer's Wives Dinner at the St. Paul's Cultural Center. And that's at the English Chapel. It was built in 1909. So you get to eat with a farmer's wife, kind of find out about their traditions, and get to eat some of their recipes and ask questions about the family. So that would be a hoot. So that's the whole season through March. So if you want to get out to Yuma, those are good excuses, and you could stay at our Shiloh Inn.
And our lodging partner is Shiloh Inns. We got them on the line now. I have not spoken with them, so I'll let you introduce our guest.
Well, good Saturday morning to you, Miss Diana Fernandez. You're the Director of Sales at Shiloh Inns in Yuma. And I wanted to introduce you to our Rosie on the House listeners this morning. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing great. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Our staycation winner's coming to stay with you this weekend. And so I just wanted you to kind of tell people about Shiloh and the history of Shiloh.
Sure. So Shiloh Inn started with Mr. Hemstreet. He was about 24 years old when he started, and now it has grown. It is still a family business, and his motto is definitely always having excellence.
And affordable excellence. I like that.
Affordable. Yes.
And that Shiloh is a small chain of across the Northwest and West. Very friendly staff, very comfortable place to stay. You were telling me you have people that stay up to a month?
Yes, we have people that stay month at a time, actually. We've had people that are here for a year, and they actually know everybody that works here, and they become part of our family here in the Shiloh.
Shiloh is right off the freeway in the
Yuma Palm Center.
Yuma Palm Center. And just tell me, how many rooms do you have?
So we have 135 rooms. Plus, we also have one apartment.
A lot of the rooms have their own balcony. You also have some patio rooms. And you have,
yes,
you have your own restaurant as well.
Yes. So we also did have our own restaurant. Right now, they're currently going through remodeling. But we do have about, say, like half of the rooms do have balconies, a little over half, that overface our beautiful garden area. We do have the biggest pool here in Yuma, Arizona. And it is also heated during the wintertime. And also have a jacuzzi. All of our rooms do come with a refrigerator and microwave. And we have kitchen suites, patio rooms that access straight to the outside without having to go in through the hotel for those that have pets, because we are dog friendly. Any companies that are looking for groups and stuff like that, they can definitely call me. Anybody that is an individual and is looking for a getaway. We also do secret little romance packages. And our number here is 928-782-9511.
Diana, thanks for joining us this morning.
Sure. Thank you very much for having me, and I can't wait for the staycation winner.
And again, a nice basket from the Peanut Patch will be waiting for him. And I was thinking this week, we need to work on that. We've got the Queen Creek Olive Mill. Next week, or next month, our winners go to Tubac. You've got the Green Valley Pecan Company that has all kinds of great items, and we need to just work with those really unique niche. They've got a special word, not farmers market, but like direct to consumer, you know, like the Apple Annie's, Mortimer, which used to be the Young's Farms, Peanut Patch, and whatever location they're traveling to, we need to sniff those out. And you know, Miranda's got some wonderful honey that they produce there, and then you've got like Lasagna and More out of Tucson that makes their own, you know, these delicacies, that just these hidden treasures.
Yeah,
that
don't forget Sphinx Date Ranch as well.
Sphinx, yeah. So we've got to put those together in addition to the Coyotes Odies for wherever, for our travel guests.